Herbie Hancock's classic electro old-school hip-hop track, Rocket. You might have heard it outside on the bricks of Harvard Yard or Faneuil Hall, because those scratch tracks and drum beats are the ones that propel the performances of some of Boston's best breakdancers. The dance style, also referred to as breaking or b-boying, was first developed in New York City in the 1970s. This weekend, however, dancers will flock to Boston for the 6th annual World B-Boy Cup. It's one of the largest breakdancing competitions in the world. And since all those head spins and kick flips require extreme strength and coordination, you'd think that breaking is a boys-only kind of thing. Well, turns out that some of Boston's best breakers aren't B-boys, but B-girls.
Everybody clap like this! Here we go!
My name is Colleen Sayers. I dance with the Floor Lords. I've been dancing, breaking actually for 13 years. I'm from Boston. I danced my whole life. It was just something I've always done since I was a baby. I used to dance in my grandparents' basement. I mean, you know, we used to dance off Michael Jackson, you know, of course, like Grease, like stuff like that, you know, show tunes, like anything we could listen to, we would be dancing. Like, I'm actually one of the elders of the group now, so they don't really look at me like that anymore. They kind of look at me as like a, I don't know, I guess a mother figure. And it's funny because I see, like, a lot of the guys that, you know, a lot of the older members of the Floor Lords, their sons and daughters, they want to do it now. So it's kind of, you know, it goes from generation to generation.
My name's Victoria Lee, also known as B-Girl SheFlex. I'm from Quincy, and I started when I was, like, almost 14. And I remember it was summertime. It was, like, the whole summer I braked every day, like, for 8 hours, no water, no nothing. And because, like, I really wanted to be that good, you know. It was suddenly I had this passion for breaking, something I knew nothing about, you know. Once I hear the music, it's on. Like, I can't stop dancing. My shoulders start moving, and I'm trying to stay still and be cool about it, but I can't. I'm a dancer. It's gradually starting to grow, especially with the new youth, because new youth, they see it on YouTube. They can pick it up really fast, or it's more accessible than it was in my day. So, I mean, I'm only 19, but, you know, back then it was really hard to figure out about. Oh, I was saying B-girl battles are degrading. Yes, I said it. Even though they're, like, showing women are representing now, it's degrading. Why? Because your biggest competition's a man, not a woman. So you might as well, you know, suck it in and battle the guys, because if you want to get better and if you want to show women can do just as much as men, you have to keep battling men no matter what. You have to keep showing up. You have to compete. You have to show up everywhere, you know, just because you love it, you know. If you don't want to show up, still cool. Still cool.
My name's Jocelyn Ortega, also known as B-Girl Jaws. I'm 21 years old. I'm originally from Boston, Mass., and I've been breaking for about 3 years now. I remember meeting a girl named Jeannie, and she was teaching a workshop at Artists for Humanities on South Boston. She was just like, I was a little overweight at that time. I was weighing about 200 pounds at that point. And she was like, okay, you're going to do this, but you got to drop the weight. And I was so committed. In a matter of 6 months, I lost 60 pounds. So it was like 10 pounds every month. And it was just stopped breaking. It took me so long to learn how to do a hand. And I was just like, oh, how would I give this up already? I'm like, you know what? It's because I'm a girl and I have no body strength. And that's the same excuse every girl gets. Oh, I have no upper body strength. All our you know, balances on our waist. This is how we do it. Blah, 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 blah. But you have to be like, it's that inner strength that you have to pull out from the inner to the outer and just be like, yo, I'm just going to do this. 30, 40 years ago when you tried breaking, it was like only the brave ones would go in and you would never really see a B-girl. It was like once in a blue moon, she'd do like a six step, which is real basic for us, and then she'd get out the circle because there was so much intimidation. Like, breaking is like a male dominant sport. So for you to actually have, like, not so much the audacity, but for you to have, like, you know, the balls to go out there and really do what you want to do. So when guys see that you've been in it for years, not so much years, but they see how much work you put into it and your respect for it, they learn to respect you as a woman and as a B-girl.
Return to the B-girl. Wild style. Rocking it. Rock it on.
B-Girls Colleen Sayers, Victoria Lee, and Jocelyn Ortega will all be competing at this weekend's Breakdancing World Cup in Boston. There's a great video of them throwing down some moves at our website, wbur.org/Boston. Our piece was produced by Talia Ralph and Megan Kane, both of who tell me they haven't quite yet mastered those head spins, but are working on it. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Our program is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, and Dan Mozzie. Our interns are Megan Kane, Talia Ralph, and Hugh Roberts. Tim Skog is our technical director. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. Iris Adler is our executive producer. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great weekend and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.